Welcome back, everybody, to Women Yomi Tzedek to Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph 27a, and we're on the Mishnah by the very top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We are into the juicy stuff. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Amir, and the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba Esrei Sudos Chayav Adam Lechol B'Sukkah. A person is chayav to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah. Achas B'Yom Achas B'Lel, one during the day, one at night. 7 days of Sukkah, 7 times 2 is 14. Chacham Omrim, the Chacham say, Ein L'Davar Kitzvah. No, there's no fixed obligation for how many meals you need to have. You can have as many or as few as you want. Except for the first night of Sukkot, then you need to go and have a meal. But other than the first night of Sukkot, otherwise you could do whatever you want. But what Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer has a second in. Says Rabbi Eliezer, Misha lo achal leil yom tov arishon, someone who did not eat in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot, yashlim leil yom tov acharon shulchag, you're allowed to make up for it to do a makeup meal on the final day of Sukkot. V'chacham, Rav Nachman say, no, in l'davar tashum, this is not something that has a makeup date. V'alzeh nemar, muvas lo yuchal lishkom v'chesron lo yuchal imanos, this is too bad, you can't fix it, it's already crooked, it cannot be made straight. Good. Now comes Gemara and analyzes the Mishnah. My time, Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer, who said that we need to have 14 meals in the Sukkah, because says the Gemara, teshvu ke'in tadoru, the whole chiyuv of Sukkah comes from this concept of teshu, that we need to live in the Sukkah like we live in our normal homes. So, madira achas bayom v'achas balayla, just as when we are in our normal houses, a person eats one meal during the day and one meal at night, that's back in the day when they used to have two meals. Ab sukkah achas bayom v'achas balayla. So, when it comes to Sukkah, you need to have one meal during the day and one meal at night. Now, what about the Chacham v'Rabbanan? What do they say? Why do they disagree with this? Because they say Kedira, that has to be just like your home. Ma'adira, ibay achil, ibay lo achil. Just as in your home. If you're hungry, you're going to eat. If not, then you won't. Afsukanami, same thing. Would apply in the Sukkah. Ibay achil, ibay lo achil. You could do whatever you want. Yachia, afil, yam tavarishon nami. So if that's the case, then the same thing should apply by the first day of Sukkot as well. Why did the Chacham say that you need to have a meal over there? So comes in and says, no, that's different. Because I'm Rabbi Yochan, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon, Beni Hotzadak. Nemar kan chamisha, sar, nemar chamisha, sar bechag. Ha matzos, because it says over here by Chamisha Atzar on the 15th when it comes to Sukkot, and it says the same thing by Pesach. So ma lahalan laila harishon chova, just as over there by Pesach, eating matzah on the first night is a chova. It's an obligation, mikan v'ilach rishus, and from there and on, it's only a rishus. If you do it, great. If not, you don't have to. Afkan laila harishon chova mikan v'ilach rishus. So too over here by Sukkah, eating in the Sukkah, the first night is going to be mandatory, and after that is going to be a rishus. All after that, v'asam minalan. And over there, in the context of Pesach, how do we know that you're obligated to go and have matzah on the first night? Because Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Be'erev tochlu matzos." That it says in the evening on the 15th of Nisan, you shall eat matzos. Hakosuv kavah chova. So the Torah goes and establishes which one is a chova, which one is an obligation. That's be'erev, the night of the 15th. That's when you need to go and have matzah. Good. Now we go and examine the second halacha of Rabbi Eliezer. Vodam Rabbi Eliezer, we said Rabbi Eliezer also said that someone who didn't eat on the first night of Yom Tov in the Sukkah should go and make up for it on Shmini Atzeret. Vaham Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba Esrei Sudos Chayav Adam Lechol B'Sukkah, Achas B'Yom Achas B'Laila. But Rabbi Eliezer was the one who said that you need to have 14 meals in the Sukkah. So how can a meal be eaten on Shmini Atzeret when you're not allowed to be sitting in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret to go and make up for one of these other meals? You're supposed to have 14 meals. How could it possibly be? So Amar Rabbi Yami, Chazar Bo Rabbi Eliezer. Really, Rabbi Eliezer retracted his view about the requirement to have 14 meals in the Sukkah, and he really agreed with the Chachamim that just the first meal of the Sukkah needs to be in the Sukkah, and after that, there's no set number of meals that are required. But he disagrees with the Chachamim about making up if you miss that first meal. Whereas the Chachamim say you need to have eating in the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkah, and if you don't, then you missed it. Rabbi Eliezer says you can make it up, and you have to make it up on Shmini Atzeres. But he agrees about the 14 meals that you don't actually need 14. You can eat if you want, and you don't have to eat if you don't want. But now we're going to go further into Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Mashlim b'mai. So what type of food should you make it up with? Elim, if we're going to say that you make it up with bread, and that we're saying on Shmini Atzeres you have to have bread. That can't be, because Suda diyome kachil, because he's already eating the meal of that day. There's already a chi of Suda when it comes to Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. So it can't be that we're going to add and do a makeup with bread. Elamai yashlim. What does this mean? Yashlim b'minei targima. What it means is that you're going to make it up with Minei Targima. So now the big question is, what is Minei Targima? So it seems that it's going to be fruit or pastry or cooked leeks, some stuff along those lines. Big discussion as to what exactly Minei Targima are. Now, there's a lot to discuss here when it comes to practical halacha brought in the Rishonim by over here, Tosos, where it says, Ibai achav, Ibai lo achav. When we said that the rest of Yom Tov, you have an option whether you want to go and eat meals or not. So comes Tosos and says, this has a big nafkmin in terms of repeating benching for Yalav Yavam. Whereas on Shabbos, if you forgot Ritzei, you have to repeat because there's a Chi of Suda. When it comes to Yom Tov, where there's clearly no Chi of Suda, because you can eat if you want and you don't have to eat if you don't want, now we make sure to have Sudos, then you wouldn't repeat Yalav Yavam in that situation. When it comes to Minei Targima, this is also a big discussion because we seem to be saying that Minei Targima is a good backup if you're ever going to be stuck. So in that situation, Tosos brings down whether we're allowed to have this for Shalosh Shodos. Ideally, for Shalosh Shodos, you should go and make sure to have bread. But if not, maybe you'd be Yotze. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So a lot to be a lot to discuss over here, but again, not for us right now. So Elamai Yashlim, what should they be? Mashlim, Yashlim, Minei Targimin, Tanin Amiyachi. It's also taught in the Brisa, Imishlim, Minei Targima, Yotze, that if you made up for the missed meal with Minei Targima, then you are going to be Yotze. Good. Next, the Brisa continues with another halacha related to what we've been talking about. Shal Apotropos, Shal Agrippas, HaMelech, Rabbi Eliezer. So the overseer of King Agrippas's estate went and asked of Rabbi Eliezer, Kigon Ani, what about me? She'ini Ragil Lecho El Suda Achas Bayom. I only have one meal that day, Mahu Shochal Suda Achas Ve'efta. Am I allowed to just go and be yotze with just one meal, as opposed to having one meal at day and one meal at night? So Amar Loser, Rabbi Eliezer said back, B'chol yom v'yom ata mamshech kama parparos lichvor atzmech. Every single day you go and you have all these amazing delicacies and all this stuff for your own honor. The achshav and now on sogis iata mamshech parparos achas lichvor koncha. So you can't go and have one additional meal just to go and be yotze a mitzvah for Hashem. You know, we have to make sure that our diets fit into halacha. Diets are amazing. I'm all for them. We got to make sure it's fitting into halacha. V'ochalu. And once we're on this context and this question that King Agrippas's apotropos asked, Ochal, we also asked Rabbi Eliezer, Kagon Ani, what about me? Sheishli shtei nashim. I have two wives. Wives. Achas b'tveri of achas b'tzibori. One's in Tveri, one's in Tzibori. Sheishli shtei sukkos, and therefore I have two sukkas. Achas b'tveri of achas b'tzibori. One by each of my wives. Ma'u she'eti misukkah l'sukkah. I'm allowed to go back and forth from one sukkah to a sukkah. Ve'eftar. And I will fulfill my obligation in that way. So Amar Loser, Rabbi Eliezer said back, Lo, no way. You can't go and change. Ani Omer, kol yotze misukkah l'sukkah, batil mitzvasa shal rishona. Because he says that anyone who goes from one sukkah to another, when it comes to sukkahs, is not going to be yotze, and it's as if you ruined the initial sukkah sitting. Meaning, let's say on the first night you sat in the sukkah, so you were yotze. By going to a different sukkah on the second night, you've now retroactively messed up your first sukkah night. Now, we don't pass like this, but this is a big chumra of Rabbi Eliezer. Tani was starting to write, so Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Ein yotze misukkah l'sukkah, v'ein osin sukkah b'chol shamoi. Not only can you not go from one sukkah to another, you can't go and build a sukkah on chol amoi. But the chacham disagree, and they say, yotze misukkah l'sukkah, you can't go from one sukkah to another, v'osin sukkah b'chol shamoi. And you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed v'shaven, but they agree, Rabbi Yazar and the Chacham, Shem Nafla, Shechozeru Boneh B'Chol HaShamoed, that if it did fall down, you're allowed to go and rebuild it on Chol HaMoed. So now comes the Gemara and discusses the reason. My time at Rabbi Yazar, what's the reason for Rabbi Yazar? That you can't go from one sukkah to another, Amar Krabi, because the Pasuk says, Chaga Sukkos Tasa Lecha Shavas Yamim, that the festival of sukkah should be for you for 7 days, which implies, Asei Sukkah Haru'i L'Shiva, that you must put up a sukkah that's fit for all 7 days, Rabbanan. And what do they say to this? Hachi Kam Rachmana, they say, no, this is what the Pasuk's teaching me, Asei Sukkah Bechag, that you should put a sukkah up during the festival of sukkahs. This is what it's referring to. And what the chiddush of the pasuk is that you're chayiv to go and put up a sukkah for any of the 7 days of sukkahs. So I mean, even if you're only going to require a sukkah for one day, you have to go and put up a sukkah just to be fulfilling the mitzvah for that day. So that's why we would hold like the chacham, and this is what the chacham hold, that you are allowed to go from sukkah to sukkah. This is Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.